California Governor Gavin Newsom won a decisive victory yesterday against a recall effort. Here's his speech last night.
I'm humbled and grateful to the millions and millions of Californians that exercise their fundamental right to vote and express themselves so overwhelmingly by rejecting so much of the negativity that's defined our politics in this country over the course of so many years.
Newsom's main opponent, conservative talk show host Larry Elder, conceded defeat, even though Elder made baseless claims of voter fraud during the campaign. For more, we have Scott Schaefer, senior political editor at member station KQED. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
Now, you were watching the votes pour in last night. The earlier poll suggested it might be a really close potential dead heat, and then Newsom won handily. What happened?
Well, a lot of people voted early, Scott. You know, in California, everybody got a ballot about a month ago. 22 million ballots went out, and we know that 8 million or more voted by Monday. And so election officials were able to process those ballots, which they're not allowed to do in some states. Some states, you can't even open the envelope until election day. So things got processed quickly, and Newsom suddenly, by 8:20, just 20 minutes after the polls closed, was out to a more than 2 million vote margin lead. The recall was being decisively defeated. And so it just really was clear that Democrats got out and voted, and not enough Republicans did.
Now, are the votes still being tallied as we speak? I mean, could this margin narrow?
It could, or it could get bigger. All the ballots that came in by mail or provisional ballots on Tuesday, those are going to start being counted today. So, and as long as they were postmarked by yesterday, all those ballots will be counted.
All right. Now Gavin Newsom, at a late hour in this campaign, brought in a pretty big name, Joe Biden, to help him campaign. Was his team nervous?
I don't think so. In some ways, the Biden event was a victory lap. I mean, it was very clear by then. Every poll showed the recall being handily defeated. And so it was kind of a cherry on top. I don't think Joe Biden changed anybody's mind.
All right. Let's talk briefly about Larry Elder, the conservative leader in the polling. He's, of course, a red candidate in a blue state. He opposes abortion, the minimum wage. He's a climate skeptic. What does this event tell us about him and his wing of the party?
Well, you know, he's overwhelmingly popular with Republicans. Unfortunately, there's only about 24% of the electorate are Republicans. So being popular with the base is not enough to win a statewide election in California. But Larry Elder likes the spotlight, apparently. And he says implies that he's running next year, 2022, when Newsom is up for reelection. So I don't think we've seen the end of him.
Okay, so outside of California, is this a test case for anything national politically? We know Larry Elder is connected to Stephen Miller, the immigration restrictionist from the Trump administration. Does any of this resonate outside of California?
Yeah, I think, you know, what won this for Newsom was his handling of the pandemic. You know, the mask mandates, the vaccine distribution. We have a high vaccine rate and a low infection rate, one of the lowest in the country. And he was running against Larry Elder and other Republicans who promised that they would undo those mandates if they got elected. And I think California voters overwhelmingly agreed with the governor in his terms of his policies on the pandemic. And I think last night was a real endorsement of those policies and a repudiation of going in the other direction.
All right. And finally, Scott, what is next for Gavin Newsom? He's got another year or so. He took a big hit for going maskless at a very fancy restaurant in California. I mean, does he have some patching up to do? What's on his list?
You know, I think when you win by the kind of margin you did yesterday by beating back this recall, there's nothing to make up for. The election's over. But California still has some very serious problems. We talked about the pandemic. Homelessness is a huge problem. The governor knows that. The California legislature and the governor have invested billions of dollars. They've got to really start showing some results because people really are frustrated and they've had it with homelessness. And obviously, it's a human disaster as well for those who are on the streets. So I think that's really what Newsom and the legislature, in addition to the pandemic, will be focusing on. Now that this recall is over, one thing that may happen is some legislators, Democrats, today are going to be releasing plans to reform the recall process. And I think that there may be some appetite for that, not just in the legislature, but among voters. I think a lot of people saw this as a tremendous waste of money, $300 million, and a luxury that the state can't afford, not just financially, but also, you know, it was a distraction from so many serious problems that now have to be addressed.
All right. Scott Schaefer, senior editor for KQED's Politics and Government Desk. Thanks, Scott, for taking the time.
You're welcome.